Late morning on June 30, 1956, two airplanes collided above the Grand Canyon near the confluence with the Little Colorado River. Trans World Airlines Flight 2, a Lockheed Super Constellation, collided with United Airlines Flight 718, a Douglas DC-7 model, sometime around 10:30 a.m., about a half an hour after their last coherent communication at 9:59 a.m. The TWA flight carried 70 passengers and crew, while the United flight carried 58, combining for a total of 128 people on board the two flights. Earlier that morning, both flights sat waiting for passengers at their gates at the Los Angeles International Airport. The TWA flight, which departed at 9:01, was bound for Kansas City, Missouri, a route very familiar to Captain Jack Gandy. The United Airlines flight departed shortly thereafter at 9:04 a.m., beginning its journey on the way to Chicago, Illinois. Captain of the United flight, Robert Shirley, was an experienced captain as well as Captain Gandy. Later that day, a small aircraft operator working under Scenic Flights Company recalled seeing smoke near the Little Colorado River and heard the report of two missing aircrafts. Upon hearing this report, the pilot returned to the location to confirm that this was indeed a crash site, which was then officially confirmed the next morning via helicopter. The TWA flight's main wreckage was located on the northeast side of Temple Butte, and the main wreckage from the United flight on the southern side of Chuar Butte. Initial rescuers found no survivors, but did find that the heat from the plane crashes was so intense that it melted the aluminum-bodied aircraft remnants onto the bedrock at the crash sites. An investigation launched by the Civil Aeronautics Board concluded that both airplanes were off of their designated routes, with a probable explanation that they were displaying a scenic view for their passengers. The wreckage led investigators to believe that the left wing of the United aircraft sliced through the TWA plane, separating the tail section from the main part of the aircraft while still in the air. Up to this point, since World War II, air traffic had more than doubled. Yet little had been done to enhance the capacity of air traffic control protocols and systems. This accident, being the largest mid-air collision to date, with the most fatalities from a single incident previously reaching 55 persons in 1949, this incident prompted President Eisenhower and Edward Curtis to pursue the formation of the Federal Aviation Agency over the next 2 years.